55 years ago, gray wolves were non-existent in Wisconsin. Since then, their numbers have grown to just under 700. Dave McFarland is a large carnivore specialist for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. McFarland says the back and forth with the wolf status changes how they manage them.
Now that we have implemented a hunting and trapping season in the state that was designed to reduce the population and was effective in doing so, that's a pretty significant change in the management of the species.
Wisconsin began holding a hunt in 2012, but a federal judge's ruling put them back on the endangered species list last year, banning future hunts in Great Lakes states. Despite the ruling, wildlife managers largely agree the gray wolf is recovered in the region. Pete Fassbender is a field supervisor with the Wisconsin Ecological Services Office of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He says the change in status shakes public trust.
You have producers that are trying to make a livelihood. They're affected by wolf depredations. And you have folks that really love wolves and their wolves are being taken. It's kind of this balancing, right? And the public hears this and they just lose faith that the government can manage wildlife.
A group of researchers released findings last fall about what happened to wolves in Wisconsin during recent shifts in their status. Eric Olson is an assistant professor of natural resources at Northland College. Olson says they found fewer wolves were killed illegally when state managers could kill wolves to resolve conflicts.
When they lost that authority or when there was a year where they had less authority to do that control, illegal killing increased.
Dave Rood says one reason may be that alternatives to deter wolves, like lights or sirens, don't always work. Rood is a supervisory wildlife biologist with USDA Wildlife Services in Wisconsin.
Most would argue that probably there's greater illegal mortality when people become frustrated. They're trying to resolve conflicts on their own. Limited site-selective lethal control of depredating wolves has not impeded wolf recovery across the Western Great Lakes region.
But that's not the issue for Melissa Tedrow, state director of the Humane Society. Tedrow says she doesn't trust the state to manage wolves when it approved a wolf hunt.
There may be a wolf that's causing a problem, but to have an indiscriminate hunt, taking out packs, threatening the species, it's not warranted and it doesn't work.
For Wisconsin's Native American tribes, wolf protection is a matter of respect for an animal they view as a brother. Peter David is a wildlife biologist with the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission, which represents 11 Ojibwe tribes in Minnesota, Michigan, and Wisconsin.
The tribes have supported keeping wolves on the endangered species list because culturally they see the kind of protections that are provided by that as being appropriate for wolves.
David says finding a middle ground on management begins with people feeling like they have a say in the process. With that in mind, the DNR's McFarland says the state conducted a survey last year of factors that influence people's attitudes toward wolves. He says that will guide an update of Wisconsin's wolf management plan.
It's not meant to be a referendum or a vote. It's meant to be another piece of scientific data to inform the decision-making process in the same way that our biological data does.
McFarland says it's then up to the decision-makers how to use that information. He says they hope to get public input on an updated plan this summer and present it to the Natural Resources Board in the fall. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in Ashland.